Afternoon Gems 985 on the phone line. My big brother, Rod Love. Commissioner, how you doing today, sir?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Man, doing blacknificent. We're talking about human trafficking today. Right around the corner from us, right?
Absolutely. Right around the corner over at New Life Church of God in Christ. 3311 North Powers Drive. Man, I tell you, we're going to be jumping into it this evening, man. It's going to get deep.
Right. We talked about human trafficking a couple of days ago on radio here. There was a case of human trafficking right here in Pine Hills recently, and it hits home, man. And so this is a timely conversation. Starts out at 6 o'clock p.m. What all do you want to accomplish?
Well, a couple of things that we definitely have to accomplish, man. We have to get the community up in arms, and we have to increase awareness about human trafficking, man. We can't wait till we see the tragedies that we saw last week. You know, unfortunately, man, my heart goes out to the family of 16-year-old man that we learned about the tragedy, man, that can take place as a result of being a victim of human trafficking.
Wow. That's crazy. So it starts at 6 o'clock. I know you got some networking, some refreshments, but you have a symposium. And who's speaking on the symposium?
If you don't mind, Paul, I'm going to run down real quick.
Sure.
Man, as far as calling to order, man, we have Miss Monica May. Everybody's very familiar with Monica May.
No doubt.
She's going to open this up for me, man, and just talk about the awareness. But, Paul, I'm taking some of the leads from your book, man, because you take young people to Africa. You've been doing it for years, building the pitch and passing the baton. We have two young ladies who are going to be our mistresses of ceremony this evening. One is going to be Miss Kareen Thompson. She's a junior at the University of Central Florida, majoring in business administration. And we have another young lady who I'm very familiar with, Miss Rihanna Love. She goes to the University of Central Florida as well, and she's majoring in health science. Those are our mistresses of ceremony, 19 and 20 years old, that's going to carry this program. But we also have Orlando Police Department Sergeant Bradley Bakeman, who is the commander of the Metropolitan Bureau of Investigations. He's going to be talking about what MBI is doing to combat this issue. We also have United States Attorney's Office, Middle District of Florida, United States Assistant Attorney Kara Wick, who's going to be talking about what they're doing at the federal level to impact human trafficking. And we have Dr. Randy Nelson, man, nationally recognized and renowned criminal justice and community engagement expert. Dr. Randy Nelson will be talking about it, man, and actually talking about it from a scientific, empirical data perspective. And last but not least, we have the keynote speaker. He's the state president of United for Human Rights Florida, Mr. Christopher King, out of the Tampa area. But Paul, this thing is serious, man, and we have to look at how do we heighten awareness. But it's only going to take place if we develop relationships with our neighbors, our friends, law enforcement.
Right.
We got to be able to pick up the phone and call Paul Billings to say, here's the help that we need, man. So this is serious tonight, man. We got to have everybody feel this place, man, and learn and listen.
Wow. That is right. You're right. I think sometimes we see things and we know something don't look right, but we feel like we getting in somebody's business. If we don't build that kind of society now where we're scared to say something because you get accused of meddling people's business. But there are some times we really need to meddle in some business, man.
Hey, man, you know, if you see some, I mean, and I hate to just kind of minimize this to a cliche, but Paul, man, we've gotten to the point that if we see something, man, it's going to be a whole lot safer to say something because it could be your child or mine.
Exactly.
You know, so I appreciate, man, you weighing in on this, man. I appreciate you using the platform, man, of your radio station to say something. But, Paul, all this is all for naught, man, if we don't get the community up in arms so that we can do a better job of looking out for each other.
How before we go, Rod Love, how bad is human trafficking right now in our area?
You know what? I'm going to say this to you. I've always known about human trafficking, but I've not educated myself to the degree that I should. A brother that you're very familiar with, brother who is the general manager of one of the major hotels here, and I'm talking about none other than Justin Williams. Man, this brother called me and said, "Hey, I see the panel lineup for human trafficking, but I don't see any hotel representative on this panel." And the fact that when you think about human trafficking, you don't connect all the dots and the correlations with the fact that a lot of these young people are going in and out of these hotels that are being human trafficked. And, you know, and yeah, we can talk about prostitution, but we also can talk about being used for general labor, illegal general labor. So when you ask me that question, I'm going to be sitting there with pen and paper to educate myself so I can be better aware of what am I looking at? Am I looking past what I need to see?
Right. Wow. 6 o'clock, family. New Life Church of God in Christ. Say hello to the bishop over there. I'm a Kojic guy. And
I certainly will.
Yes.
I certainly will. And we're talking about Bishop Derek Hutchins and the fact that, man, he saw it not robbery to allow us to use his sanctuary to talk about this.
That's important, man. Important. He's in the heart. He's in the heart of the hills, man. He's in the heart of the hills. So that's important. 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. New Life Church of God in Christ, right around the corner from us on Powers. Rod Love, the legendary Rod Love, thank you so much for your friendship and your brotherhood and what you do for this community. Family, he puts it in for this community. Y'all already know. Y'all already know, man. I'm preaching to the choir. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
God bless. Take care. All right. There you go. Rod Love, human trafficking today at 6 o'clock p.m. Right around the corner from us at New Life Church of God in Christ.